Chapter 72.
Days without food. Two.
Oh, Christ, Duke! Where the hell have you been? I was about to go knocking on Bale's door without you!
I looked at Clara for a long moment. I thought of everything Cenk had said. I wanted to say so many things. I wanted to throttle her and demand answers. I couldn't. Not now. No matter what the truth was, I needed her. I desperately needed her. I saw genuine worry and concern there. Deep breath. Deep breath. I felt myself ease. Sorry. I've been keeping in touch with Banksy. I guess he hasn't told you.
I can't go out there. The air in hell is poisonous to celestials. I hadn't thought about it until I poked my head out. I think Ragel was dying the whole time he was fighting.
Huh. I had no idea. Anyway, the Shrill and I are about to cross into hell. I wanted to zap into here and give you a heads up. I want you to get yourself a skill called Jaw. I got access to it when I hit level 50.
You hit 50? How? Was it the potions?
Yep, the potions. Anyway, the skill.
I know what it does. I already have it, and it doesn't work on Banksy.
That's good to know. But I'm glad you have it. Jaw only cost one skill point, and it only had a single level. It had a singular purpose. It allowed one to understand what a controlled guardian was saying. I couldn't imagine how the skill was useful in the single-player version of the game, though I suspected there were some scenarios where you could get NPCs to drive some of the kaiju. In the co-op version, it allowed me and Clara to talk to one another while we were the Shrill and Avanik.
What about Cenk? Has he been causing trouble out there?
He's a level 1 groundling. I lied. There's nothing he can do.
So, you, me, and Banksy, then. The three of us against Bale?
Let me bring the Shrill over, and I will explain it all.
We are 2 days without food. So if this doesn't work, we're fucked. You realize that, don't you?
Clara, Avanik said after I explained the plan.
We'll have to start over.
I still heard the speech's grunts and growls. It translated the words at the bottom of my screen like I was watching a movie with subtitles. It'll work, I said, waving a tentacle. When I spoke, the words came out of all my mouths. I didn't know how to not make it work like that. As a result, the words boomed, louder than I would like.
The clues are all there. It's a secret path, a secret ending. I know it. We can't beat Bale. We can't negotiate peace. Not without an angel. It's the only way.
We can wake up Pasgunji.
No. First off, I won't be able to for another couple days.
I knew that soon, a black sprout would bloom out of the Guardian's chest, and once that happened, one could pull it and set the Guardian free. That was the last thing we needed right now. And secondly, she will not negotiate. You did not see the cutscenes, and I did. I know her. Pasgunji is the worst of the lot. I truly believe this is the only way.
Duke.
The Panther's eyes were wide with fear.
This is crazy. This is a game, not real life. You can't just make this stuff up as you go along. These are NPCs, not real living creatures. There are rules, a set path one has to follow to win. It's not going to work.
Banksy.
He's coming.
I grinned at Clara. I felt the hundreds of mouths across my bulk curve into a rictus smile. If it's not going to work, someone hasn't told him yet.
Told who?
I lifted a heavy tentacle and pointed at the towering form of Bale as he lumbered toward us from across the landscape. A thorn-covered, hulking figure walked before Bale. He was comparatively short, a minor Hell Guardian at best, no more than 50 feet tall. Count Franz. He'd delivered my invitation, and Bale was coming out to meet us. An army of Tarisians and a handful of minor guardians marched behind their leader as he approached, a carpet of ants compared to his size. He lumbered slowly but steadily toward us. Bale looked much like the painting in the Worm Surgeon Mausoleum. He was a black and red-skinned humanoid figure, twice as tall as the Shrill. While not quite as big as Mifta had become, he cut a menacing presence. The bull-headed beast towered, moving like a living tidal wave of death. The well-muscled monstrosity stood upon satyr legs, similar to the ones I now had. He wore no clothes except a ragged loincloth. His pectorals bulged comically, looking more like breasts than muscles. Each nipple was pierced with a metal circle the size of a Ferris wheel. A pair of smoking bat wings hung upon his back. I imagined if spread out, he'd have a wingspan of almost a mile. He dragged a flaming morning star, a building-sized stick with a chain attached to a spiked ball. The ball wasn't perfectly round, but oblong-shaped and lumpy. I had the distinct impression the weapon was a repurposed meteor. The hunk of rock was almost as big as Paimon's colossal hammer. A single hit from that thing would split me in half. Hell, it looked as if it would split the very world in half.
Emperor Bale, rank one in the demonic hierarchy, the leader of the underworld, may be evoked for binding purposes only. Requires evocation level 5. May only be evoked by Radiant or Viceroy race. Has two forms, Hell Emperor and Fallen Angel.
And you wanted to fight him.
I don't know how you're so calm. If he kills us now, we are dead. Like, dead dead.
An hour had passed before he was close enough to speak. As big as he was, he moved slowly, deliberately, almost painfully. The crown over his head blazed, twice as bright as any of the others. Bale paused at the mangled form of Paimon on the field. The Hell Guardian had shrunk upon death. Bale took a knee and gently lifted the tiny, dead creature. Bale held his head to the sky and howled, a heartfelt, mournful lament. He looked at me, hate in his eyes. I felt myself involuntarily shuffle back. Just as I was about to say what I'd been practicing in my head, I was ripped out of direct control. Ugh. I stumbled back in my chair, surprised. What the hell?
Your child did this,
Bale said.
Your child killed our brother.
Yes.
I heard the shrill rumble. My menus paused, much the way they did in the rare cutscenes. Tension rose as I watched the interaction through the screen. I was hoping to talk the demon into joining forces with me. If this cutscene ended with us fighting, we were fucked. Bale carefully placed the dead form of Paimon on the ground. Paimon's body was like a grain of rice in the demon's hand, and it plummeted to the rocks as he turned his palm. The Emperor turned toward the nearby body of Lamashtu and Mifta, huddled on the ground in an embrace. He reached for the dead fallen demon with a single finger, then drew back.
So much loss. So much pain.
Count Franz, in his thorn carcass form, shuffled forward, pointing up at the shrill.
Where is Duke? Where is the worm surgeon?
Inside.
The shrill thundered.
I will speak with him.
Bale stood to his full, terrifying height. The ceiling tentacle dropped.
Direct control.
I nodded. My hands shook as I pressed the button to reinitiate direct control. I once again took the form of the shrill. Avanik had moved to be right next to me. The mighty panther trembled in fear. Banksy did the same, sliding to my left. The wave of demons and hulking minor guardians moved to surround us. I looked at the enormous demon.
I am here!
Do you have the authority to negotiate peace?
Emperor of Hell, said.
You are nothing more than a human.
No. No, I can't.
Quest failed. Celestial quest. Broker peace between heaven and hell.
Shit. I hope this next part works. The demon hung his head for a moment. The army encircling us bristled.
I am tired. I am tired, and I am old. All I have fought for is lost, or dead, or dying.
He lifted his arm, indicating the horde of demons and minor guardians surrounding us. Many of the minor guardians, I saw, didn't have crowns blazing after their names. These weren't just the royalty, but the people. The children of the damned.
All I have left is what you see. My family. I just want to take them home. But if I can't do that, then why are you here?
He raised his hand, holding the chained meteor, as if preparing to strike.
I cannot negotiate peace.
I lifted a tentacle, pausing his attack.
But I can do the next best thing. I can lead you home. All of you. I know the way.
I held my breath. Bale paused, as if considering.
Please wait.
He lowered his weapon. When the Celestial Quest first appeared, it had come with glowing, golden letters. This new one came with even more fanfare, but the words were made of fire, and they encompassed the entire screen.
Hell Quest. Break into heaven. All efforts at peace have failed. The world burns, and hell overflows. The damned and their children flee. They seek redemption, as we all do. And in the end, the very end, all roads lead home. In one way or another. Lead Bale into Medina and break open the gates to the heavens. Reward? You will win, Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon.
Holy fucking shit!
That's the understatement of the day.
Of